Let's see what we have tonight. A few strips of cured meat. Venison, I think. A handful of dried fruits, a few potions.
What are we gonna do with a mana potion?
Neither of us knows the first thing about spell casting. Well, that's going in the cell pile. And, bless our fortunes. Some flatbread that's now very flat. I suppose I can spare the arrows to find us some dinner. Same deal as always. You clean and I cook. Oh, no. You're not going out there with me. Someone needs to keep this fire going until I get back. And with you favoring that right leg right now, you'll scare away all the prey. So tell me, is there any part of you that isn't a bruise right now? I told myself I would approach this differently. This intervention, or whatever one might call it. You're getting reckless. It was fine taking on these jobs when we had 5 in our group. But we lost 1 and 2 others left. And now it's just us. But still, you're taking on dangerous tasks as if there were more of us. And you're not checking for traps, as you should. Which brings us back to your leg. If I hadn't have been there, that cave would have been your tomb. Just another skeleton in the pile. But it's not just that. Wait, but please hear me out. There's a ferocity to you lately. No, it's not a compliment. Whenever you draw your sword, there's a complete rage, a bloodlust. It doesn't suit you. You're better than that. And even if you've forgotten that, I remember. Here, let me help you out of that. Don't give me that. Do you see anyone else around here who can tend to your wounds? I still have a bit of healing salve left. It isn't much, I know, but it'll last us till we get to the next town. You have really outdone yourself this time. How did you manage to get scraped? There's not even a hole in your armor. This is exactly what I'm talking about. If you had let me look for traps like I offered. No. It's my turn to talk. You didn't listen to me in the cave, but you're gonna listen now. And sit down so I can work on addressing these wounds. I think we still may have a few bandages. Just, we're running low on everything. The next town is at least 2 days from here, on foot. We have all this coin and all these things to sell, but, and for what? Will any of this heal you right now? Or feed us? Look at these woods. Do you see a merchant? Or a cook? The old you, the person that you were just weeks ago, would have asked if I was alright. I'm only saying this because I care. The others may have left, but I think my place is by your side. And you, by mine. Well, thank you for asking. I'm mostly all right, I believe. But I feel this odd sensation under my ribs. Well, if you help me with my armor, I can show you. help me out of this tunic as well? So I can show you. It will do neither of us any good if you avert your eyes. Now please, look. Do you see what I'm talking about? Here, give me your hand. It's right here. I didn't say it was a wound. I said it was an odd sensation. And that part is true. And if this is what it takes for you to look at me this way, I'd do it again. Why? Because I knew you wouldn't. Shh. I told you. It was my turn to talk. See, I have a theory. All of this reckless abandon, it's because you've gotten it into your head that it's all there is to life. Just get coin, spend coin. I want to show you that there's so much more. And I would show you so much faster if leather trousers weren't so hard to remove. Well, of course I feel this way, but... Oh yes, I just go running into peril with any old soul I meet. And I'll just put up with anybody's brooding. Or stand in the woods wearing only my boots. Now, are you going to finish disrobing as well? Or am I just humiliating myself? Why does yours lace on the front while mine lace on the sides? That is... Well, unfair is an understatement. Well, I see at least one part of you still remembers pleasure. Now sit back down and just rest against this tree. It's okay to let your guard down sometimes. Shh. Now close your eyes. Feel my hand and think only of how good it's making you feel right now. There's no danger, there's no hunting for coin, just my hand and you. Is that a smile? I've not seen one of those from you lately. Now there's a look that suits you. Shall I continue? Shoulders down. Breathe. And feel the warmth of my hand. Feel it stroking you and feel... Well, I wasn't going to say feel me, but if you insist. Shh. That was not a complaint, old friend. Of course you may touch them. Now there's the man I met so long ago. Glow about you. That smile. that glint in your eye. Now straighten your legs just a bit. No, no, no. Stay there against the tree. Let me just lower myself upon you. I'll try to be careful of your leg. Oh, you'll bear it for me? How noble of you. Do you remember when we first started traveling together? Oh, we said we'd share everything. And so I shall. I'll give you all that I have. If you'll offer the same. Be there to share myself with. Promise me. Tell me you're not going anywhere. That's what I wanted to hear. Please be careful. You still have in you whatever aggression. Just give it to me. Give it all to me. I can see it in your face already. You're not good at keeping secrets from me. You're so close, aren't you? Close to release. Close to letting yourself go. Together. This moment, how you are now, calm, relaxed, live in this moment. It's your turn to talk. I need you to tell me why you've been in such a state lately. Why? A lack of caution? Rushing into things head first? to protect me? But putting yourself in danger first? Because what? Our party's down to two? You're afraid of losing me? Oh, my sweet, gallant fool. Complete and utter fool. But still. You're my fool. It'll take more than that to be rid of me. But we agreed to be partners. And that means we look out for each other. Here, help me up. Now, tend to the fire. I'll see if I can hunt down that dinner I promised. And, if you're still not convinced, perhaps after that, I'll show you again what you mean to me. Or, even if you are convinced.